Hi, everybody. Well, tonight is our Friday PBS program. This is Creation Lightship Healing. And tonight is Paranormal Night. So if you have any paranormal questions, you can send it to the fast chat if you like. Or an email, clsquestions@yahoo.com. I want to clear the date here. And the date is January 20th, 2017, if you're on that timeline. I will clear the date. It may just be, maybe just be clearing numbers for you that you don't relate to. Or even the word January. So here we go, clearing today's date. Releasing the energy from you that's hoarding you on it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's bring up the light scene or beams on your monitor screen. Bring the males in again. They've been coming in for maybe the last year because of the different battles that we're doing. I think I brought females in maybe once or twice in about a year. But here comes the males. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation going on, some kind of problem, emotional something or pain, an owie or something, let's release that. Here we go. Oh, some energy there to help you out with that one timeline that you're looking at now. Remember, you only see one timeline. No, that's why you only have one. When you focus on something, you only have one thought on a situation. So when you release that one thought form that's active in you, there'll be on other timelines there, but this is the one that you're focusing on. So releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so if Kathy's out of the makeup room tonight and everything else, are you dressed good? Kathy, you look good?
Yes, Ron, looking good for radio. Hi, everybody. And this is, as Ron said, Paranormal Friday. We're on BBS Radio, Station 2, every Friday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Ron just cleared today's date, which is January 20th, 2017. He cleared the energetic vibrations off of those numbers for us. And we can do those ourselves as well on the natal barcode removal, because those are tracking numbers with particular energies attached to them. And Ron already gave our email address, but I'll repeat it. It's for you to send in your experiences or questions to Ron so he can see what's going on out there in your life and any kind of situations that you've come across that are rather puzzling for our show tonight, which is Paranormal Issues. Our email address is clsquestions@yahoo.com. That's for the radio show only. And our other address you can write to anonymously is on the BBS Radio Station 2 page for Creation Lightship Healing. It says BBS Fast Chat on the page under Ron's photo, and you can click on that, and it'll take you to a page where you can click in the Fast Chat feedback form and fill that out real quick and send that in to Ron through that link, and it'll come to our inbox, and I'll be watching for those to read to Ron while we're here on the program, on the show. So, Ron, since it's Paranormal Friday, I do want to start off with some things. I took a quick look at the inbox prior to the show, and apparently there are some of our members who are having, not members, but listeners, who are having problems sleeping since around the 16th, it seems, of January. So that's the last few nights. And as you know, that can be rather distressful when you're trying to sleep and you've got things to do the next day, and it can develop into a pattern. And so they're not sure, it seems, what is causing it. Is it odd harmonics? Is it energies that are in the in the state of things in our country right now? Is it uneasiness within? It's just an unusual problem. So they wanted to ask your opinion.
It's probably more with what's happening to our country here. I've been, not having much sleep, going to bed maybe at 3. That's normally not what I do, so, and kind of like being full awake, you know. I can, typically I should be to bed by, midnight for sure, but, more recently, maybe the last month or past that, is my sleeping habits are completely changed. So, it's probably battles out there with things trying to bring in extra mind control for people, kind of keep the old status quo energies out there, bringing up the aliens that are were like hidden in tunnels. I don't know if I mentioned this or not. I think I did, but maybe a week ago we were battling the energies and tunnels where they actually put like dead aliens, we'll say, or dormant aliens in the walls. They were kind of like covered up, I would say, with some plaster, then they somehow activated them and they all came alive. And also artifacts became alive. Maybe the weapons were some of the artifacts. And so we had to battle those things. So that's one of those things that, is going on. What typically happens if you can't get to sleep, you're probably out dealing with these things, and or maybe you feel like you're being targeted, so your body is fully aware of what's happening. For your body, it is living in the now. So your mind lives anywhere it wants to go to. But your body is always in the now, and that's your, is it anatomic nervous system? Is that the correct?
Anatomic.
So it's always working for you. Never have to think about it, but it's always in the now. If it had to worry about something coming down the pipe, that could happen in the future, it probably shut itself down. So it's always in the now. So your body's in the now, and it's seeing things happening to it, and it probably keeps you awake. So that's the easiest way for me to describe probably why you're not sleeping. I was hoping that it would end after today. Maybe everything will change here. Oh, that's sort of it. You're probably out battling and or be very sensitive to the energies that are trying to, maybe live off of you and stuff. So it gets to be kind of complicated. I'm going to have a clearing on the, I believe it's the 18th. It'll be after the Los Angeles Expo. Be a Saturday clearing, and I've come across these things. I'll just give you just a quick little briefing on it here. It's not a whole lot I can really explain, but it'll be 4 clearings. It could be 5, but right now I have 4. It's going to be $50. It's releasing, you have like an oxygen around you, like an auric field oxygen. We'll just call it that. And this is used by the clone. Remember, we have a clearing for the alien oxygen. They wonder what that's for. Why are they corrupting us? Well, they're bringing in oxygen for the clones to live on, but it has a lot of carbon monoxide in it. And so I'll be releasing that energy from you. The next one is you have, in a sense, these internal little ants that maybe have been with the bodies for a long time. That's kind of how they look, like ants, and they like, we'll say, sugar, typically, but other things too, probably. So we'll be doing a clearing for these things that are inside of your body having lunch with you. You're on the buffet table. So anyway, next one will be There's a cylinder, a tube, something that's attached and around your spine. And I'll be taking that off of people. That one's kind of embedded in there. But when you get that taken off, your body warms up a couple of degrees. It's like your furnace got turned on. And then the other part I just discovered today is like you have these like soap bubbles that are around your cells of your body, which, kind of hinder them communicating, so kind of stops communications, and they're like orbs. So releasing those on that call. And what you want to do is to help yourself out is to get the clearing, which is the, it's not on the website, so you have to request it if you pay for it. And it's the skin auric, field clearing. We talked about that maybe, 6 months, 9 months ago. So the message you want to get to help you out maybe monthly to keep this stuff off of you, especially the bubbles. And because there's a clearing number 10 on there, which could help with that. It's the orb clearing that's in there. Oh, anyway, that's what I have so far. The bubbles are pretty bad, and that works with your lymphatic system. But I'll just do a quick clearing here on that, so you can actually feel what the bubbles do to you. This I found today. So here we go. Just sit back and relax. Work on your lungs with the bubbles in your lungs, so you can probably notice how your breathing changes here. Well, here we go. Releasing the energy. So, 1, 2, being the bubble clearing, it'll probably take a good hour on the call, so it'll probably be a three-plus hour call. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and check out your breathing now. 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, to see how you're feeling. Maybe you might have a little better breath, breathing. Oh, want to send us a little quick little ditty if it helps you feel a little better. Maybe your chest is a little tense or tight or something. There might be another one that I throw in there, but we have, I think, 4 so far. There could be 5, I think, but... Anyway, that's your sample. So I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy. And that'll be, right now, we're planning on having it, 99%, probably on the 18th of February. But don't buy anything yet, We can't wait till we send out something on it. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, I'm just trying to feel the effects here, taking it all in, that you cleared the bubbles. Orb in our lymphatic system. Wow, what a discovery that is. My chest does feel more expansive. I hope people are taking this time to breathe in and notice anything that, different in the usual breathing system, which we take for granted, but we need so much. And our lymph glands are so important because they, as you know, they do not have their own pump like the heart does. So it's important to keep those clean and clear. So thanks for that sample, Ron, and that fantastic announcement about the upcoming new topics of clearing on the conference call Saturday, February 18th, to be announced in email. If you're not on Ron's email list, please do take this time now to get on it so you can receive all the announcements and the reminders of his conference calls and his 7-hour healing sessions that he has every month, the physical intensives. You can always reach him on his website, which is creationlightship.com. That's all one word. And he's got on the very top of the website some links that will take you directly to the events he's got scheduled, and a page that has all the menu of the different conference calls and the costs and the discount family plans. So, but it's good to get on the website as well to sign up for the mailing list. So thank you again, Ron, and I'll just check the email now to see if there's any responses to that, and I'll be watching for those. So you mentioned about the sleeplessness, and while you were talking, someone had asked in reference to some of the energies that are going on and things in the aliens are up to, if there's any giants that are in sleep chambers here on the planet.
Okay, yeah. I would say there probably are, yes. I know I in a sense, I think I got about 50 of them that are giving me intel now. So they, you know, we took off some of their programs from their programmer, and you know, they do seem pretty nice. For the programs that were in them wasn't too good. You know, I think they were like slaves like we were. They had a master someplace or something controlling them. Anyway, I took that off of them, and I'm using them off and on now for intel. I think I got them captured about 3 weeks ago. Shouldn't use the word capture. That's not something that I want to really use. So they're actually okay. Where before, the ones that were battling us were with the programs. So these kind of showed up. Have them somewhere. I can't disclose where it is. I don't even know where it is right now, but we are working with them to help out here. Remember, they got really big brains, so they have a lot of information. I think their whole brain is working. So anyway, so as far as are there other ones around, it's possible. I don't see why there wouldn't be. I want to stay in the now, but I can talk about a little bit maybe the pin call tomorrow. So it's going to be at 11. If you haven't received the codes by purchasing it online, when you click to the top of the website and you went to the donation box instead, and maybe it wasn't up in time, but I'll be sending codes out either tonight or tomorrow morning for everybody. So that'll be done. The it'll be a pin call, which will be a little different because these are larger pins. Somehow they, by doing all the clearings that we're doing, the underground tunnels and stuff, that the veils become thinner, and we're able to see more of what they're doing to us. So that's, notice maybe how much you've changed in the last couple of years by having maybe more, you know, the clearings that you're doing will take away more, and you have more of a consciousness, and the alien veils of darkness are being released, so you're able to see more and to feel better because you're getting rid of this stuff. Clearings, you know, put you more into the now, and they also take away the energetic problems that you have with your footprint of your body. That's what the clearings do. That's why you feel better, because you're getting this energetic stuff off of your blueprint. That's what the clearing is actually doing to you. That affects your physical. Oh. I'll turn it back over to you again, Kathy.
All right, just backing track a little bit, going back to the bubble or orbs clearing in the lymphatic system. Someone just wrote in and said it's much easier to breathe. Thank you. Appreciate your comments and responses. And you mentioned that the skin auric field, the skin auric, I think that's the name of the clearing, is not online. They have to request it through you via an email. They would pay for it through the PayPal system. We believe the cost is $100. But if those already who already own it can use it now for that particular lymphatic section 10, can they go ahead?
It'll just affect maybe your, you know, what I worked on. What I released from you with those energetic bubbles is about 5%. You could use it on there, and it would help out that 5% and a little bit more. On the call that we have, it'll be a lot more intense with the work being done on you. But, yeah, you could use that. You may have a little more help. If you do have it, yeah, by all means, take advantage of it if you have that clearing already.
Yeah, the skin auric clearing for the money has got to be the most, I don't know, it's got a lot of layers of healing on it. You could spend days and days and days on it and just come out feeling like a diamond, you know, clean and bright and brilliant. I have it, and I am still using it. I've had it for a few months. I really, really like that clearing. Yeah, I haven't done the, haven't gotten to the lymphatic part yet. I do suggest people recommend it, whether or not you are on the conference call for the 18th, because it has got so many things. It's like a lot of different clearings Ron talks about and issues we talk about all in that clearing. We can talk about it some other time, maybe on the Healing Highway. I know it has come up, but it's been a while. It has been discussed. And I don't know what show that was, but it was fantastic clearing. Everyone seems to like it a lot. So anyways, going back to Ron, you mentioned about the special pin removal call tomorrow. I do want to clarify the time again. A couple of questions came in. I guess there was an announcement that it was at 1 p.m., but that's not Pacific time. It's at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Okay, so it's 11 a.m. Pacific time. And Ron will probably, as always, activate some water. So you want to have that ready. It's tomorrow. So, Ron, if people have not yet signed up, can they do so tonight?
Yeah, they can. Yeah, just go to the top of the website and click on the link there, and it'll bring you right into the PayPal page, and you will get two receipts, one from PayPal that you purchased something, and then the next email, or one of the other email will say, may not be the exact next one, but it'll be the information on it with the phone number and the PIN number.
Access code,
yeah, that's correct. And if you don't get it, then I'll be looking at my computer and sending you out the info if you send me the receipt. So anyway, that's how it works here. So you could buy it two ways. You could use the top of the website, and or you could use the donation. It just depends how you entered into that, you know, whether you got the code sent to you or not. So,
right, you're recommending they use the top of the website where it says special events, weekly events, and go through your normal menu of conference calls and events page.
Yeah.
That way they'll get the numbers immediately.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so if you're not gonna register till tonight, do it that way so you get the codes immediately, everyone, and then you can get your water ready. Some people do recommend that it goes without saying to drink a lot of water afterward and during, and some recommendations and testimonies that Ron received about the recent pin calls. He's done several already. One person said that they got surges of energy and movement the whole time during the pin removal call. They even got a bit of a workout in the different areas. I feel my face squinting and twisting a bit. I heard some snap, crackle, and pop sounds. I felt compelled to do some bending and stretching at some points. I feel a bit tired right now. And so I think what people are saying is that when you move your body, you can better integrate the shifting of energies as Ron and the light beings do their removal work. Anything to add to that, Ron?
Always good to walk around, you know, maybe every 15, 20 minutes or something. That's what we're doing. Sometimes we do an hour rest. You're laying down and you request healing yourself with the light beings on the calls, but it all depends, you know, how the call goes. But, yeah, it's always good to walk around because your muscles typically hold all that tension and stuff in there. Muscles do have a memory. And once you get rid of that during, you know, the session that you're on, you may find your skeleton maybe coming back into place, the harmony with your body, and you feel those Snap, Crackle, Pops as things are being reconnected properly. What's amazing is people, you know, I've had people tell me they've been having back problems or neck problems, and sometimes it's like 20, 30 years. They get on one of these calls, and all of a sudden, their neck pops, and they don't see the chiropractor weekly anymore because it got fixed by the energetic work that we're doing.
Oh, yes, and so many people have written in about that. Here's one other letter. I looked in the inbox. We've gotten it. This one woman said she noticed a significant reduction of deeply rooted pain that came along with a greater ease of movement. She's looking to have forward to this call so she can have a new layer removed. Many thank yous, Ron. That's what you're doing, is removing another set of layers that you find. Keep finding them as you go along.
Unfortunately, when I did the first 8-hour conference call a long time ago, maybe it was a 6-hour or 4-hour, but anyway, I thought, oh boy, we found this here, and one call is going to fix it, you know. That's how I thought. I go, oh man, I'm seeing more stuff, you know, we better do another call. So it's like, oh man. That's why we keep doing these calls. Things start to reveal themselves of what's wrong with us. And that's only because we've been doing the calls continuously for people. So if you're a brand new listener, wow, you know, honorable stuff that I really don't have a clue to, but, you know, it must be real because you're talking about it, and there's a call to prove that it is real. And I never heard anybody talk about this stuff. Well, because moving forward more and more and more with the energy, we're releasing more stuff to see more. So that's why it's so nice to be on the calls, benefiting. It doesn't matter when you enter into the calls. If you're a newbie and you haven't been on them, because we've been doing these calls for, I don't know, maybe 3-4 years or something on Sundays, if you haven't been on any of the calls, you're not going to be missing out on stuff. Work with instantly with what the light beings can do for you during that time frame. So don't think that because you missed a call even, 3 months ago that, wow, am I going to be, not worked with at all? You know, are they going to be, doing something else that's not going to pertain to me and it won't work on me because I haven't had the prerequisites, of their healings? No, they just get on the calls. And you can be absentee with a pin call tomorrow. Oh, after you.
Oh, good. Absentee is okay. Thank you, Ron. But they should definitely let you know, and they can always check in and get their waters ready. And you suggest maybe about six waters to energize or activate?
I would say that.
Okay.
We do the silver water for drinking, so that's your regular standard drinking water if you get thirsty. Then we have mouthwash. Then I do copper water, and then calcium, magnesium, pain release water. Oops, get missing water, and mouthwash. I only want to get 7 or 8 bottles, okay? So 7 probably for sure. And you may not even want to drink all of them, or have one, but just to get them charged up anyway, because they'll last for the whole day. And then after that, the water is not going to work. So just, have even a sip of the water might work. You may not know why you're drinking one of the waters. Maybe you just have them lined up on your counter and you grab one and maybe you think it's one thing, but it's really something else because your label on the bottle is turned backwards or something, you know?
I'm sure that's happened. But they sure do taste good.
It's good. You take it instantly, and it goes down, and you wonder, wow, what's this?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, they're all there to help you. Oh.
Okay, Ron. Well, we're going to try to clarify the cost of the skin auric clearing, and we'll get back to that subject when we know. And let's see. So it's Paranormal Friday, and some listeners have sent in a few things for a paranormal subject. Okay, so one person sent in a photo of some interesting clouds. And, Ron, I don't know if I have not myself seen a cloud like this before, but it's in the shape of a blimp. And I thought it was a blimp or a big bird, but or like a whale. But the story that goes with the photo says that this cloud was taken in the a kind of a naval military town in Southern California during a heavy rainstorm just a week ago. And it was unusual to have this sort of a storm in this town. So this listener was staying at the hotel and had the gray skies clearing running because of the storm. And the usual gray clouds were there. Then on top of the gray clouds over the skyscrapers, or the skyline, was this big whale-looking thing. And however, there were some visitors there from Germany who happened to be in the military, and they described it as a Zeppelin. And so, anyway, she thought this was a kind of a unique coincidence. And the Zeppelin blimp, whatever, appeared to be heading toward this big clear spot in the sky. And maybe she thought that it dissipated after that. It was heading toward the light, where the gray skies clearing might have been affecting it. Anyway, it was kind of all kind of a coincidental thing. And then this blimp cloud sort of dematerialized. Anyway, so I sent you the photo. Did you have any comments about that? Have you ever seen a cloud that looked like that before?
It's gigantic. Very interesting. I wonder if it has any, let's see, what would I say here? I don't know when the Zeppelin crashed. I think it was in New York. I wonder if it was a similar time. Maybe it's a timeline that they brought it in. No, that's a possibility. It'd be interesting to see when it... No? Maybe it's a reincarnation. they wanted to come back, you know? Oh, boy. Anyway. But yeah, a lot of strange things out there. I've seen a lot of square clouds. Look kind of weird. You know, square corners, like a box. I've seen ship clouds that had like a UFO, and on the bottom of them was a box. Out of that box would be like this vortex, like a tornado coming down, and you can actually see it almost sucking things up, going into the box.
Oh.
That's another thing. No, there's a lot of weird stuff happening. Oh, and what I will say is you're only seeing that because the clouds are forming around it. They're there anyway. If we didn't have the type of clouds that we have here, we wouldn't even know that they existed. That's what I talk about at the expos. And, people, when you talk about aliens, get a visual picture of what they have seen or heard about, you know, articles and things. But the typical one is how the gray looks, you know, big eyes, you know, short and big eyes typically. So from there, what you don't physically see, that's the ones that cause probably a heck of a lot more harm. That's probably, you know, 99% of them. So, you know, that's what you got to worry about is what you don't see. That's why we have all the clearings on the website. Anyway, it's quite interesting to, you know, take these things off of people, those energetic bubbles that you had. We'll see if we have any more comments. Energetic bubble, you could call it the bubble shrink wrap or something, you know, inside of your body.
How about pop the bubbles?
Pop the bubbles, yeah, it would give everybody a pin.
Use the pins to pop the bubbles. Oh, how funny. Okay, well, back to the emails. Another paranormal question for you, Ron. She writes, just yesterday in her room, a picture fell down off the wall by itself. Later that day, she noticed her bed was in a different spot, like someone moved it over some, and the rugs were moved too. She's had issues with the grid lines in the past, so she even stopped sleeping in the bed. So wants to know, is there something in my room to be cleared? Or is this a grid line issue? So she can work on it. Thanks for your input.
Now, it does feel like grid lines for sure, you know. But remember, you're on, I think the picture fell because they were changing timelines on you. They probably didn't have the integrity of the timeline as they put everything in the room. It was off a couple inches, and the picture had nothing to attach to, and it fell down. That's what I would think happened there. They do use the grid lines to energize to it that comes out of the earth and also into the earth there, you know, to the, so boy, it's a rough one. No, it sounds like you're not sleeping in that room because you don't want to be abducted or having strange things happen to you. Probably more off limits than it is, you know, at least you know, maybe you have your clothing in there and stuff, but, you know, you may want to move or not. You might want to think of that. Well, no, a lot of those grid lines are attached to the ley lines, so you can move the ley lines energetically, but the grid line might be cemented in place because that's the coordinates for your GPS location. You may want to do the natal barcode, and you could probably go into Google Maps and zero in where you're living, okay? Because they do show the longitude-latitude numbers a lot of the times. Add it on your cell phone or something, you might be able to get it. That into the clearing, see, you know, if you can get your room pinpointed. But naturally, I think, you know, depends how the satellites are. It could be up to maybe 20 foot off, you know. You know, give that a try and see what happens. You can actually get rid of, or at least help you get rid of that alien influence where they're coming up there. So back to you.
So that sounds like good advice. Ron suggests getting more information on your exact location through longitude, latitude. Might even be an app for that. Thank you for writing, everyone. More letters. And before I go on, I want to clarify the price of the skin auric clearing. I was $100 off, Ron. It's actually $200. And it is comprehensive, and it is very, very effective, and it's unlimited use. So it's the skin auric clearing is $200. Thank you to the listeners who had me clarify that. And thank you to the person who clarified the price. Okay, let's see. So this next email is from someone who has a suggestion about energies. And she ran the natal barcode removal for the word inauguration. And maybe it's a good idea that people who can't sleep do this. The word inauguration, she writes, has 7 vowels in it. I cleared this word yesterday on the natal barcode removal. The cording is gone, and I feel much better today. The natal barcode removal is a great tool, Ron.
Oh, great, great.
And so some other suggestions for clearing those energies of the inauguration. There's some new words that we're going to be hearing a lot of, and one of them is the 45th POTUS, P-O-T-U-S. That stands for President of the United States. You could also clear the current president's name and initials and the current vice president's name and initials. Okay.
And you may want to clear the last president's name and initials because you've heard of his name for, 8 years, maybe even longer, and I'm sure there's energetic cordings there, you know, just by having, you know, somebody, you know, not like that often, or you're going to probably be corded to that, whether you know it or not. the way you can tell if you're courted, if it has any relationship to you, is say the first name, then say the last name. Do you know what the last name is? You know? Of course, you probably do. Well, right away, they got you. They use the keywords, right? So now you have the whole theme. So you may want to look at that, on how that relates to you. It's like when I clear people's names, like I can do that right now just for a sample so you get a clue of what happens. So I want you all to say your first name out loud and then say it again and kind of see how your body feels. You know, your body's going to go, yep, that's me, you know, and say it one more time just to make sure that you are who you think you are. And now I'm going to clear the vowels out of your name. So here we go. Releasing the vowels. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. They're gone. Now say your name out loud again. And it's just going to sound like a different word. It doesn't really relate to you. That's what happens. I'll do another one. This is even more interesting. There's people that use phrases. Maybe they call you, you know, some little slang word or something, you know. You're stupid, you know, get a life, or, you know, dumb so-and-so, you know. Probably have heard this, you know, throughout your life. And you may have a phrase that maybe you were called maybe when you went to high school. Maybe you grew up and you weren't, you know, very tall. You grew up afterwards, but everybody called you Shorty or something, you know. You know, so pick one of those names. And now I want to clear that word name, we'll say, from you. And you can probably, it'll be like a ton of bricks releasing from you because you're stuck with all that negative energy of what they thought of you. So here we go, you know, like moron or something, you know. So here we go, releasing the vowels. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. Now say that name, your nickname or something, or name that you didn't like, and it shouldn't really attach to you that much. But what helps you, then go into the NATO barcode clearing, which you should have, I think it's $50, and get in that clearing and clear that name off of you, because it's just full of negative energy of people's thoughts that they projected onto you, giving you that name. And you also have, you know, words like cute and handsome and gorgeous and, you know, foxy lady or something, you know. Those all could be things that are attached to you, too. Well, anyway, back to you.
Good point. And as for the recent president, yes, his initial was really used a lot, the initial O. So that would be a good one to clear. Good suggestion, Ron. Thank you. Okay, and thanks for the clearings of our name, our vowels are very strong. So Ron's natal barcode removal healing is a really great one to get. All these things we talk about can, you know, the energies and the cordings can be removed with it, as well as tracking numbers and addresses and all sorts of things. But he also has a free healing on his website, creationlightship.com, which has a clearing called the Alien Keyword Intercept, that those same words and initials can be cleared on. In fact, some people clear everything on both of those on the online healings just to get it covered. So, Ron, back to the paranormal topic, which we're going to try and stick to tonight in between all the announcements. There was a shapeshifter. Someone sent in to you, a shapeshifter was willingly caught on camera. So I'll read what he writes here. He says, I was watching a Netflix TV show, Sense 8, I think it's called, Sense 8, and noticed a reptilian shapeshifter playing the part of Van Damme in episode number 13. An actor who also...
I watched it. What's the name?
The name is Sense, like common sense, but Sense, and the number 8 next to it.
Sense 8, okay.
And yeah, and this is episode 13.
Okay.
There's those key numbers. An actor who also had some strange ears said to Van Damme, "You look a little different today." So the person who's writing says he noticed that. The actor's face is looking older. The actor's head was bald and bigger than usual, with a chest shape. The actor's ears were less than half their normal size and shaped completely different. And the actor's body build was far more robust, with bigger muscles and broader shoulders. He also noticed that the actor was taller.
Oh.
So he says, he writes, "This alien shapeshifter allowed himself to be videotaped and photographed the entire 13th episode for the whole world to see forever. This is a perfect example of what a shapeshifter can and will do to appear to be human."
Sounds like we should watch episode maybe 13 first, and then use that as our reference, and go to 12, and then go to 13 after that. Just 12 for the reference, and go to 13, I guess.
Well, maybe this person seems to know what the actor was supposed to look like, so maybe you should do that. But yeah, start with 12 and go to 13. Yeah, because if you're not following this, you might not catch that the person does look completely different. But anyways, this was a good observation sent in to you, Ron, and it's about what a shapeshifter can and will do to appear to be human. So that was Sense 8 and episode 13, if anyone wants to look into that.
Very good.
Okay, yeah, thank you, listener. And someone also sent in, on the last paranormal show we had, a Star Trek Enterprise Season 3 recommendation, which is on Netflix, and it's called Similitude, and apparently it's about a clone's life and how the clone's created, and it's right there on TV. So there's a whole big description here of what goes on in that season three. It sounds like it's pretty fascinating, you know, what's going on here. Gee. Okay, so we've gotten some really great paranormal submissions today, and it's only the 20th. We have another Paranormal Friday on the 27th. So if I couldn't get to yours today because of the announcements and other things that came up, then the next co-host will, I'll keep these for the next Paranormal Friday show for on the 27th. And we'll continue with them. And please do continue to send in any of the experiences or perplexing situations or clone occurrences that you may have for Ron to know about and to share with other listeners.
Oh, I got a question. Since I gave away that hope clearing on that one call that we had, the special call, which was, I think the 7th of January, I believe, where we did the
intentions.
The intention, yeah. So if you have used that hope clearing and you're on that call, you know, let us know how it's doing, how it's helping you, and if it's made any changes in your life, with your consciousness, so you don't feel like you're in despair, you know, or something. So I'd like to know how it helped you. We had, a lot of people on that call, so it'd be nice to have somebody send us a little ditty on that. Oh, back to you.
Yes, please. Well, responses are much appreciated. Maybe since it's been since the 7th, people have had a chance to feel it, you know, to see, you know, how they feel with it. Or maybe some people haven't had a chance to run it yet. I've run mine, and for me, I just feel like, you know, it took a little bit of the worry wart out of me. I just feel freer with having done that. I really don't feel like I have any concerns.
All the testimonials, mainly because I'm helping you with energy, okay? So you get on the call or calls, whatever you're on, and, you know, you have some type of benefit from them, but I really don't know what that benefit is to you. I'm just giving a lot of energy to help you. That's what actually is, you know, happening typically. So, you know, it's really nice to have people comment about, oh, yeah, I had an ache pain and this, you know, this helped me out, or I used to, like what you just said, I used to be like maybe a little worry wart and hope clearing helped. Don't worry as much now. You know, because it starts taking these layers off of alien programs. So anyway, you know, I do love having the testimonials come that we could talk about them on the radio programs. Because some people, after they have the healing done to themselves, when you're on it, a lot of times that information goes away completely. But you know, your melody, your situation, or whatever you're dealing with, and how we, you know, just all of a sudden just vanished. And so if we can get some testimonials for those people that, you know, can say, yeah, I used to have this and I feel better now, it could help other people because they may say, gee, I had this, you know, lump on the bottom of my foot or something, and now it's gone from that call, you know? And so it can make you look at what really happened to you, that you got a healing where you probably forgot about it. But it's really nice to have people, you know, at least say, you know, that, you know, this call helped me and or something like that, because that's my only way to know, you know, that I actually helped you. I mean, you all the energy, but it's nice to hear, you know, the satisfying remarks from people. Back to you.
Yes, that was a very nice thing to give us, Ron, the hope clearing, removing the blockages that give us hope or feel like we're validated to be here on the planet, and so many things. Hope is an important thing to have. And before, you had given us some really good tips on how to clear depression, too. So they kind of go hand in hand. Okay, so, Ron, a listener has kindly offered a suggestion to those of us who are not sleeping well. And this would not apply to you, Ron, because it's the use of the YouTube video of Ron giving the time stop and the five-day clearing from the top of Ron's homepage. So in case listeners don't know, Ron has some audio clips that one of the listeners voluntarily made of when he did Time Stop, and Ron has approved them to be used to listen to them, and that they would be eternally active. So they were put on to Ron's YouTube channel, the Ron Amatron channel, and you can run them kind of repeatedly, perpetually. And this person's saying that they use that to sleep well. They use it daily. And they also use the five-day clearing that's on the top of Ron's homepage. And I want to add to that that when I had sleeping problems, I used to listen to the archives and just try to, you know, listen to the topics and get the healings. And that would pretty much do it for me. I would think that would be catching up on the archives, but I never really could listen to the whole thing. I would be out. So that can help, too, is listening to the archives, because what Ron does is he tries to bring us into a peaceful place, and this radio show is designed to address those things that are interfering with the peace in our lives, the alien interference. So there's many, many tools that he has. Now these audio clips, the YouTube channel, the archives of the radio program here on BBS Radio that BBS Radio is so good about putting up for him within a couple of days. And it helps us to just feel relaxed in the now moment, centered, and then in this case so we can sleep well. So maybe the listeners could try that. Let us know if that helped at all. Okay, so thank you so much for that contribution and a suggestion. So, Ron, let me go over the other emails we have here. Meanwhile, someone's asking if you would repeat about the water charging. It would, that you are going to charge the water, and the absentee would be okay.
Yeah, the absentees are fine. So our waters that we do on the conference calls silver water. That's for just standard drinking. You get thirsty, you can drink that water. And that's like life force energy. From there, we can do sleeping water, possibly, for your night. Do skin misting. We can do calcium, magnesium, copper water, mouthwash. And, you know, there could be one or two other waters that we could be doing. So I would probably have, you know, glasses, maybe seven, maybe even eight glasses of water. And you can get a little label or something. Maybe, I don't know how you would be with that. You could put tape on your glass, maybe with a felt pen or something, and mark what it is. Maybe you have, you know, 3x5 cards that you write the name on as we talk about them. And then you put your water, you know, next to that card. Any of these things will work, you know. Or maybe just label them, you know, 1 through 7, 1 through 8, we'll say. And then on a piece of paper, you can write down what water we're charging, which number for what particular energy. Any of these things work. Whatever is simplest. Remember, just make it very simple. Don't make it complicated. And that's the way it works. Now, after the call is over and you have all this water, you could maybe put some of the water, if you like, or maybe all of it. You could put it together maybe in your bathtub or something, or foot bath. It'll work that way. It'll still give you energy. I've heard people who have taken the water after the call because, you know, your plants are on the call, because you go to the light shift. You just water your plants with the waters. Maybe you can mix them all together. Water your plants. Yeah, that's kind of interesting. People have said the plants start to grow a little more and they glow. Have a nice auric field on them. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Oh, that's a great idea, not to waste that water. It's precious. Okay, well, Ron, one more quick submission here from a listener. They said that in the month of January, we'll start the kind of a Chinese New Year soon, and they have a lot of energies attached to them. So it's like, whether you know it or not, they're still going around with it, this Chinese New Year, and it's going to be like the fire rooster year. The energies are already starting. So if anyone wants to take the suggestion, there is a yin fire rooster year going on in the Chinese New Year energy. And so that's just for your information, to clear on the natal barcode removal along with all your other horoscope signs and planets. Okay, thank you, listener. And now for some final announcements regarding Ron's schedule. Ron, should I go ahead and talk about the expos, or would you rather?
That is the one coming up in 3 weeks will be the LA one. That's the Conscious Life Expo at the LAX Hilton by the airport, Los Angeles. But you can talk about it. Go ahead, Kathy.
Oh, sure. Well, I just wanted to give the date specifically. It's February 10th through 12th, Los Angeles Airport Hilton. Ron's been there every year, and this is like the 15th year they've had this expo. And so you can go to their website to find out the details of Ron's schedule. He'll be giving several workshops and a interesting special program on Monday, the 13th of February. And then the next expo he'll go to is in March, and that's the one in New York. Specifically, the dates are March 17th through 19th, and that's at that Hotel Pennsylvania, I think it's called. And then following that expo, Ron will be going back to California to the San Mateo Event Center, and the dates for that is April 28th to the 30th, that last weekend in April, the 28th to the 30th, San Mateo. So Ron's going to have three public appearances coming up soon, and hopefully if you can plan ahead and go out and catch Ron, it's really great to meet him and watch the healings and listen to him at the workshops and, of course, sit inside the light infusion chamber, which is a lot of healing in there and a very special experience. If you can't attend any of the expos, but you'd like to have the clearing that you get from the life infusion chamber, Ron always allows us to send him our photos along with the $100 donation, and he'll put the photo in an envelope and put it inside the light infusion chamber for the whole weekend, so you get all the benefits of being there with just your photo. So that you would have to donate the $100 and then send the receipt with the attachment of your photo and then put in the subject line for light infusion chamber. And then they'll know to take that to the expo with them. Correct, Ron?
Yep, that's correct, yes. So I need to get those pictures, probably, like a week,
Oh, okay, so a week before would be, the start's the 10th, so that would be the 3rd, Friday the 3rd of February.
Yeah, 3rd or the Sunday there, but yeah, in that time frame, yeah.
Okay, that weekend before, the 3rd, 4th, or 5th.
Yep.
Okay, good. All right, so... Well, we've got less than a minute to go, Ron, and so I'll turn it back over to you to close the show. Thank you, everyone, for your submissions.
Okay, so let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. The process is very simple. You have to command your spirit out loud, and what we say is that I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. Now you have to count to energize clearing so that you can commence it here. So here we go. Count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Well, thank you for listening tonight. Tomorrow is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. Same time, same station. And hope to see you then. And we have our call tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific, and I'll be checking emails and sending out the codes. And you have that, I'm sure, by tomorrow, not by this evening sometime, if you don't have those. So thank you, everybody. Blessings. And I'll be checking my email, before the call also, in case somebody gets on, maybe in the last 15 minutes or something. So blessings. Thank you. And we'll see you later. Bye, everyone.